Good morning. Welcome all of you to this special summer Sunday. Throughout the summer, the services here at Unity Church are led by lay members of the congregation. We would like to extend a special welcome to all of you who are here for the first time. We hope that you feel embraced by the community here at Unity Church. And to find Unity Church to be a place where your spirit can grow and flourish. Neely Crane Smith and I would like to greet you at the Portland Avenue entrance and also encourage you to join the congregation for coffee and conversation in the parish hall following the service today. In the parish hall, you will find a well-stocked bookstall and donuts for sale and information about a number of activities going on at Unity Church in the coming weeks. If you are interested in becoming a member of Unity Church, you will find information about the church, and please fill out the form in the back of your order of worship or visit the welcome table in the parish hall during coffee hour. We also encourage you to take a look at This Week in Unity. There you will be able to find out many activities occurring at Unity over the next week. Please remember to gather water from all of your journeys this summer and bring them back with you for the Sunday service on September 9th, where the congregation will gather their water together in an intergenerational service. Next Sunday, Craig Allen will be conducting the service with worship, and the theme of the service will be Soul in the Dilbert Zone. Again, welcome to this Sunday service.
Amid all the noise in our lives, we take this moment to sit in silence, to give thanks for another day, to give thanks for all those in our lives who have brought us warmth and love, to give thanks for the gift of life. We know we are on our pilgrimage here, but a brief moment in time. Let us open ourselves here, now, to the process of becoming more whole, of living more fully, of giving and forgiving more freely, of understanding more completely the meaning of our lives here on this earth. Come, let us worship together. Will you please remain standing and join me in our responsive reading, number 645 in the back of your hymnal. Afoot and light-hearted, I take to the open road, healthy, free, the world before me. Henceforth, as not. I inhale great draughts of space. The east and west are mine, and the north and south are mine.
All seems beautiful to me.
I can repeat over to men and women, you have done such good to me. I would do the same to you. Whoever you are, come travel with me. However sweet these laid-up stores, however convenient this dwelling, we cannot remain here. However sheltered this port, however calm these waters,
we must not enter here.
Together the inducements shall be greater. We will sail pathless and wild seas.
We will go where winds blow, waves dash, and the Yankee clipper speeds by under full sail.
Forward after the great companions, and to belong to them, they too are on the road.
Onward
to that which is endless, as it was beginningless, to undergo much, tramps of days,
rests of nights.
to see nothing anywhere but what you may reach it and pass it, to look up or down no road but it stretches and waits for you.
To know the universe itself as a road, as many roads, as roads for traveling souls.
Every Sunday, we set aside time to expand the caring ministry of this congregation. Together, we recognize the cycle of life and death, the circle of love, compassion, and witness that permeates this sacred space. One of the ways we do this is by lifting up the names of the people who we would like to bring into the sacred embrace of this gathered community. We celebrate the life and mourn the death of Lawrence Cannon, a longtime member of Unity Church, who passed away on July 14th. His memorial service is this coming Wednesday, July 25th, here at Unity Church. We celebrate the birth of Henry Oliver, who was born last week, to Jen Crow, a former member of the Unity Church ministerial intern, and Loretta Mitchell. Henry Oliver is 7 pounds and 10 ounces. Congratulations to Mark Lynch, the communications coordinator here at Unity Church, and his longtime partner of 10 years, L.J. Toffer, who were married yesterday in a ceremony at White Bear Lake. I now invite you to share the names of those people you would like to celebrate, memorialize, or hold in the embrace of this community. For the words which have been spoken, and the words which remain in the silent sanctuary of our hearts, may we be ever grateful for the tapestry we weave together. Let us pray together in the words of Thich Nhat Hanh. Let us be at peace with our bodies and our minds. Let us return to ourselves and become wholly ourselves. Let us be aware of the source of being common to us and all living beings. Evoking the presence of the great compassion, let us fill our hearts with our own compassion toward ourselves and toward all living beings. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be the cause of suffering to each other. With humility, with awareness of the existence of life and of the suffering that are going on around us, Let us practice the establishment of peace in our hearts and on earth. Amen. May the ushers please come forward. Every week at Unity, we donate our offering to an organization in the community to more fully live out our commitment to compassion and community. Today's offering will be donated to the Northwest Youth and Family Services, a nonprofit agency that includes an outpatient mental health clinic, day treatment for youth, youth diversion services, community social work, and youth employment services and summer camps. May this offering be a blessing upon those who give it and those who receive it. To my mind, the idea that doing dishes is unpleasant can occur only when you are not doing them. Once you are standing in front of the sink, with your sleeves rolled up and your hands in the warm water, it is really quite pleasant. I enjoy taking my time with each dish, being fully aware of the dish, the water, and the movement of my hands. I know that if I am in a hurry to eat dessert sooner, the time of washing dishes will be unpleasant and not worth living. That would be a pity, for every minute, each second of life is a miracle. The dishes themselves and the fact that I am here washing them are miracles. If I am incapable of washing dishes joyfully, if I want to finish them more quickly so I can go and have dessert, I will be equally incapable of enjoying my dessert. With the fork in my hand, I will be thinking about what to do next, and the texture and the flavor of the dessert, together with the pleasure of eating it, will be lost. I will always be dragged into the future, never able to live in the present moment. Each thought, each action in the sunlight of awareness becomes sacred. In this light, no boundary exists between the sacred and the profane. I must confess, it takes me a bit longer to do dishes, but I live fully in every moment, and I am happy. Washing the dishes is at the same times a means and an end. That is, not only do we do the dishes in order to have clean dishes, we also do the dishes just to do dishes, to live fully in each moment while washing them.
We all sat in silence. This guy walks onto the stage and up to the microphone. He adjusts his glasses. This is him, D.T. Suzuki. We've seen pictures of him before, but he looks smaller. He reaches out and taps the mic. A hollow ping sounds through the hall. He says, "Zen Buddhism, very hard to understand. Thank you." Then he walks off the stage.
Thank you.
In just 10 short months, I will be graduating from McAllister College, an exciting yet distracting moment in my life. I will be forced to abandon the comfortable routine of college life that took almost 2 full years to get into and start all over. Of course, I will not be starting completely from scratch. That is what my education was for, anyway, to ready me to add my part to what I still call the real world. However, though I have firm plans to attend divinity school eventually, I have only mere inklings of what I would like to do come May. On top of making the decision of what to do with the next stage of my life, I must somehow remain focused and immersed in the 7 classes in 1 internship I will be taking over the course of my last year of college. In making this significant transition, I have found wisdom and advice in Thich Nhat Hanh's narrative on washing dishes. Quirky and insignificant though it may seem, it teaches me more than simply how to wash dishes without becoming irritated or impatient. It places emphasis on the importance of transition, for example, the time between dinner and dessert. I am continually thinking ahead and becoming stressed about the lack of certainty, but when I recall myself back and focus on exactly what I am doing right now, the feel of the pen in my hand, the wooden table beneath my elbow, the sound of the air conditioning unit, my internship as a caregiver, I realize that I am not lost. It is good to think about and plan for the future, but obsessing about it and forgetting about the present takes away from the wonders and purpose of the journey. And what is life anyway, if not a journey? Staying in the present moment keeps me focused on what I am doing now. By not thinking about what I have to do later, I am able to focus on my current task and enjoy it more fully because I know that it is not only what I should be doing, but also what I want to be doing at that very moment. We have all experienced time moving most slowly when we are impatiently looking forward to some event, and most quickly when we are suddenly immersed in that long-awaited event. Though it may not seem like it, realizing the significance of transitional time can make that time much more enjoyable and worth the wait. Everything we do in life, each small task, is worth doing and living fully. Too often, I have had an experience in which I cannot stay present and focused because I am looking forward to the next item on my ever-increasing agenda. During the school year, I have numerous projects and activities going on so that the work that I do is distracted and less enjoyable and effective as it could be. I also start to deem routine activities, such as showering, as less important than writing a paper. And while that may be environmentally friendly, it is not quite as sustainable for the people around me. Thich Nhat Hanh wrote that washing dishes is at the same time a means and an end. It is this mindfulness of the importance of the journey that I hope to carry with me into the next year in order to remain immersed in my classes that I am taking for the sheer joy of them, while at the same time exploring ways in which my education can boost me forward into the next phase of my life. Practicing mindfulness is, of course, more difficult than discussing it in a theoretical sense. We can come to mindfulness by focusing on our surroundings, how our bodies feel, what the air feels like and looks like, and the way in which our current environment affects us. How does the pew feel on the small of your back? What is going on behind your knees, on the soles of your feet, on the top of your head? By taking a few seconds to get in touch with these often unnoticed parts of our bodies, we feel more connected to the present moment. Then we can focus on the sights, sounds, and smells of the air around us, staying with the minute, the texture of the hair on the person in front of you, the rustle of paper, the smell of the coffee waiting expectantly in the parish hall. Spreading our consciousness wider and wider to encompass all that is around us until we cannot hold in any more together all at once. Then we can breathe deeply and smile after the advice of Thich Nhat Hanh at the joy and wonder of the complex web of which we are all a part, and continue the task before us while trying to maintain this feeling of mindfulness and connection. Establishing mindfulness does not take long, only a few moments, and its effects can be lasting. Thich Nhat Hanh writes about staying in the present moment even while sitting in a traffic jam. Instead of getting frustrated, focus on where you are. Be present in yourself, in your breathing. Then focus on your surroundings. What is beautiful to you? The color of the sky? The way the sun glints off the cars? The matted grasses at the side of the road swaying in the breeze? The sound of the motors? The people all in the same place together? Imagine if every one of those people inching along Highway 94 on their way out of the cities, heading home from another long day at work, were all focusing on the beauty of their surroundings, the peaceful breathing and the sense of community derived from many people participating in the same activity together. How different traffic jams would be. Rather than impatience and road rage, they would be wells of peace and meditation. A traffic jam is a perfect opportunity for intentional community. Instead of fighting each other to get ahead, cutting each other off, smile at the person in the car next to you. Wave to them. Allow them to merge in front of you. In these small acts of kindness that create community in the here and now, they leave people contemplating the wonders of a simple kindness and how meaningful it is. And while being intentional during rush hour will not make you want to get home any less, it will allow you to enjoy this time of transition and rest. This is a difficult task to keep up. Mindfulness takes work and does not come naturally in Western culture. We are so focused on getting things done quickly. Time is money, we always say, almost to the point of sacrificing quality for time and quantity. We forget how to appreciate hard work, and the sweetness of the end product is swallowed up in the stress of producing it quickly. Being mindful and present in all moments, large and small, quiet or full of commotion and sound, is an organic way to peacefully live within this type of culture and to learn to appreciate the journey for its own sake. Maintaining mindfulness is especially important and difficult when talking with other people. Mindfulness of the person you are talking or sitting silently with is essential, but too often we find ourselves drifting and thinking about other things only to realize that we have missed out on what was said to us. It has come to my mind that the reason why I drift when I talk to people is because I do not take enough time throughout the course of the day to give time to my own thoughts. Often we hear that it is good to take time to empty our minds and to embrace the silence and stillness, inside and out. However, it was equally important to allow ourselves time to really think. It seems that when we have not had enough time to think through what is in our thoughts, they surface when we are engaging with other people, even with someone with whom we really wish to talk. To begin the practice of mindfulness, it may help to identify one sound or object that is meaningful to you as your focal point. Thich Nhat Hanh, for example, writes about using temple and church bells as a recall to mindfulness. Whenever he hears the bells of a Buddhist temple or a church, he stops whatever he is doing and pauses, whether he is by himself or delivering a lecture, to focus on the sounds of the bell and to allow it to recall his mind back to the present moment. By choosing an object or sensation to recall you back to mindfulness, you will find yourself independently coming back to the present moment more and more often. As Unitarian Universalists, we are very familiar with the idea of journey. The free and responsible search for truth and meaning points none other to a spiritual journey. It is this continual search, the constant plodding down a path with twists and turns, and an unforeseen end that we travel together. If we do not stay present in the journey, how can we keep our feet and find meaning in our walking, and joy in the feel of the pavement beneath us? How can we understand the fluctuations and rhythms of our pace? By taking time to be silent, we allow ourselves to listen to what the world is telling us at that moment, to focus on what it is that moves us right then. By staying present, we are able to perceive the many small calls that foster and maintain our spirituality, and from which come the larger calls of patience, self-awareness, intentionality, and compassion. And for the closing hymn, we will sing the hymn, "We Laugh, We Cry." And I was told that you're not, as a congregation, familiar with this hymn. This is one of my favorite ones that we always sing at my home church in Ripon, Wisconsin. So I thought for anybody who's not familiar with it, I would go through and sing the first verse with the piano. If you already are familiar with the hymn, feel free to join in. And if not, you can wait and join in on the second verse. every morning when we wake up, we have 24 brand new hours to live. We have the capacity to live in a way that these 24 hours will bring peace, joy, and happiness to ourselves and others. Each thought, each action in the sunlight of awareness becomes sacred. In this light, no boundary exists between the sacred and the profane.